I want to speak to Mark McIntosh from The Sun. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
The Blues, Mark, 3-2. Great score on the night. Great win for them. That last goal, a bit annoying, however, that second goal for the opposition. Gosh, you know, Stephen Beckham said to me yesterday they were playing a team as good as Leeds United. Would you have said that team would rival Leeds?
Yeah, definitely. And Carabao are a quality, quality side. And I don't think anyone could have foreseen Linfield winning last night. You know, certainly I didn't, if I'm being totally honest. I thought if Linfield kept it at maybe even 2 or 3 nil, they'd have been doing really well. But it was just an unbelievable 5 minute spell before half time. You know, I think if anything, Linfield maybe gave them a little bit too much respect at the start of the game. And they went 1-0 down and they were standing off. But then just that 5 minute spell, 2 goals just before half time. And Linfield had them rattled. But I agree that the final goal for Carabao, the penalty, it's put a little bit of a dampener on it. You know, that could prove to be absolutely crucial. But even if Linfield don't get the job done, nothing can take anything away from last night, and especially probably one of the best European goals I've ever seen from an Irish league side or anywhere from Shane Lavery. Just incredible.
It was brilliant. His pace to get past the defender, to take it into the box, to take on another defender who was tackling him, to flick it round the back of his own body and the opposing defender, then bend it round the goalkeeper. It was like, you know, as I said yesterday, if Kevin De Bruyne was doing the like of this, we'd be talking about it for a week.
Yeah, completely. I think you can tell that, you know, Shane Lavery's trained with Wayne Rooney. You know, he's got a similar sort of stature, a little bit smaller, but he plays very similar. He's probably got more pace than Rooney had. He's just absolutely sensational. And that sort of composure for a guy so young was just unbelievable. And if we're all being honest, I don't think there's any chance that Shane Lavery will be a Linfield player next year. He'll be back in England. And if he's not, there's something very wrong with football.
Yeah, just for people who aren't familiar with Shane, just tell us about his background.
Yeah, he started his career at Glenavon. I think he actually only ever played one first-team game for Glenavon. And then he got a move to Everton. And he worked his way through the ranks at Everton. And under Sam Allardyce, he was actually on the bench for a Europa League game a few years back. But his career kind of stagnated a little bit at Goodison Park, you know, and he never got anywhere near the first team, and then eventually he went out on loan to Falkirk last season. And again, he wasn't really enjoying it. You know, he wasn't playing as much football as he hoped. They were under maybe a wee bit of pressure to play more experienced players, and he came back to Linfield in the summer just to start enjoying football again, and he's certainly done that.
It was an amazing goal. And it looked like, I'm not doing a disservice to the Irish League, but it looked like a goal that belonged in England. It was absolutely superb and against top opposition as well. 3-2 away goals, of course, counting a double in the event of a draw. Be deadly if they lost 1-0, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would have been an absolute sickener. You know, it was actually myself and Stephen Beckham were talking on the way home, and we're thinking, you know, 3-2, incredible result, but you're almost better winning 1-0 when you're at home just to avoid those away goals. But look, Linfield would have taken it before the game, absolutely no doubt about that. And if they can avoid defeat, they're in the group stages of the Europa League, the first Irish League club ever to do that if it happens. And of course, the £4 million that comes with it.
And the Sunday football at Windsor Park, are we ready for that or not?
I don't necessarily know that will happen. I think it's certainly something that Linfield have to talk about. And I know that obviously the general manager, Pat Finlan, will be talking about that a lot at the moment. It's maybe something that just has to happen, because they would have to catch up on quite a lot of fixtures, you would imagine, if they don't do that. So I think it's something that Linfield are talking about right now. I'll still be surprised to see it, but I think one thing at a time. They've got to go to Baku next week and get that result, and that's still an absolutely huge ask.
Yeah, but I suppose there's a lot of water under the bridge from people used to tie up the swings, you know. I think we see international football at Windsor Park on a Sunday. It's not as if the world's going to end.
No, exactly. And, you know, back in the day, certainly, it was frowned upon and it never would have happened. But you know, it's a different world now. And I think it just might be, even for the people who don't want it, it might just be a necessary evil.
They'll not be playing Larne, however, on Monday night. That game's postponed, isn't it?
Yeah, that game is actually postponed because of international call-ups, you know, and for like underage players. But Shane Lavery has been called into the All-Ireland senior squad as well. Now, there will be a squad announcement next week for that, but I think he was informed yesterday that he would be in the squad. So just because of international call-ups, once you have three, you can get your league game called off. So that's why the Linfield game at Larne has been called off.
Okay, Mark, thanks very much indeed. You're looking forward to the away leg. Linfield, well done. Congratulations to Linfield to get that result last night. David Healy and those lads should be very, very proud.